The City of Greater Bendigo, in partnership with the Victorian Government, will commence construction of Stage 2 major redevelopment of the Ewing Park Recreation Precinct soon. Joining me to have a chat about that here this afternoon on the Sideline View at Gold Central Victoria is Amy Johnston. Amy is the Acting Manager of Active and Healthy Communities. Good afternoon, Amy. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mark.
Excellent to hear. Welcome to the Sideline View here at Gold Central Victoria. Firstly, now I'm fairly new to this area, even though I'm Victorian. For all those people that don't know, tell me, what exactly is the Ewing Street Precinct?
Ewing Park is close to our CBD, and it's a recreation space. We have recently completed Stage 1, so Stage 1 focused on a lot of organised sport, so a new redevelopment of an oval with lights and a running track around the edge. And this project that we're about to commence is Stage 2, which focuses a lot more on the non-organised activities and provides different opportunities for different people within our community.
My apologies, I said Ewing Street. That wasn't a great start. It's Ewing Park. See, I've learned something already. Now, tell me, who currently plays there? Well, I know you've got quite a few teams based there, haven't you, at the moment?
Yeah, so at Ewing Park, we have the United Cricket Club, St. Teresa's Junior Football Club, and Sandhurst Junior Football Club.
Stage 2 sounds very, very exciting. What sort of works will that include?
We're thrilled with Stage 2. It just builds on what we've already been able to do in Stage 1. So Stage 2, it has a variety of things, but I'll list off a few. And we have a district level skate park, a learn to ride area, play space, shade shelter, a trail hub, which includes a repair station for those who have ridden along Back Creek and need to do any repairs on their bike. It's got picnic areas, seating, a bit of a climbing wall for those who are a bit adventurous, and some outdoor fitness equipment. I would encourage everyone to jump online and they can have a look at all the different bits with a plan on the city's website.
Sounds fantastic. Great family facility. How much is it costing?
The Stage 2 redevelopment is $3.37 million.
One of the things I've noticed, and again in my travels around Bendigo over the last 2 weeks, Bendigo and Greater Central Victoria, for that matter, has some great, great facilities for the whole family, sport and recreation facilities.
Yeah, we're really thrilled to continue to build upon the sport and recreation facilities we have here in Greater Bendigo, and Ewing Park is just one of the projects that we're working on at the moment and providing opportunities, whether it be in organised sport or just providing opportunities to be active, whether that be cycling to Ewing Park or being active when you get to Ewing Park.
So tell me, again, being fairly new to the area, I know that Melbourne and a lot of other parts of Australia have had pretty significant lockdowns as part of COVID. How did you guys manage and find, the parks and recreation side of things? Did you have to do much social distancing or, did you have to close many of the wonderful facilities here?
There was a number of facilities that did have to be closed down over certain periods, depending on restrictions. So we did have some closures. Obviously, community sport was heavily impacted. There was closures at different times on skate parks and play spaces. But what we did see was a significant increase in people doing that exercise in our public open space, so whether it be walking the dog or going for a ride. So we have seen significant increases in the amount of people utilising those connecting tracks and trails and open space, which I guess Ewing Park is one of those ones where it is the entry from the Back Creek Trail to town. So we've seen a lot of increased use on that path, and hopefully that continues, even though we've got a little bit more freedom at the moment.
Fantastic. Now, I'll let you into a little secret, Amy. I've put on a few COVID kilos. So I think with the great weather coming, with things opening up, with great new facilities and great investments from, the likes of the state government and the City of Greater Bendigo. Moving forward, I think we've all had enough of being locked up indoors. Let's get out and let's enjoy the great facilities around Bendigo and also Greater Central Victoria, including the Ewing Park Recreation Precinct. So thanks for having a chat to us and giving us a little update on Stage 2. Oh, I should have asked you, When will it be completed?
Completion date is middle of 2023.
Okay, so it's obviously
a big project.
Big project. All right.
So taking a bit of time, worth noting that stage one will remain open during the time. So still able to use stage one while we work on stage two.
And just give me that website again for where people can go and check it out and have a look at it, because I think it is well worth checking out online.
Yeah, so it's on the city's webpage at www.bendigo.vic.gov.au.
Amy Johnston, thank you very much for telling me about the Ewing Park Recreation Precinct, not the Ewing Street one. So anyway, I've learnt something this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.